Exodus chapter 31. And the Lord spoke unto Moses, saying, See, I have called by name Bezalel the son of Uri, the son of Hur, of the tribe of Judah. And I have filled him with the Spirit of God, in wisdom, and in understanding, and in knowledge, and in all manner of workmanship, to devise artistic works, to work in gold, and in silver, and in bronze, and in cutting of stones, to set them, and in carving of timber, to work in all manner of workmanship. And I, behold, I have given with him Oholiab, the son of Ahisamach, of the tribe of Dan, and in the hearts of all that are wise-hearted I have put wisdom, that they may make all that I have commanded you. The tabernacle of meeting, and the ark of the testimony, and the mercy seat that is on it, and all the furniture of the tabernacle, and the table and its furniture, and the pure lampstand with all its furniture, and the altar of incense, and the altar of burnt offering with all its furniture, and the laver and its foot, and the cloths of service, and the holy garments for Aaron the priest, and the garments of his sons, to minister in the priest's office, and the anointing oil, and sweet incense for the holy place, according to all that I have commanded you shall they do. And the Lord spoke unto Moses, saying, Speak also unto the children of Israel, saying, Verily my Sabbaths you shall keep, for it is a sign between me and you throughout your generations, that you may know that I am the Lord that does sanctify you. You shall keep the Sabbath therefore, for it is holy unto you, every one that defiles it shall surely be put to death, for whosoever does any work on it, that soul shall be cut off from among his people. 6 days may work be done, but on the seventh is the Sabbath of rest, holy to the Lord. Whosoever does any work on the Sabbath day, he shall surely be put to death. Therefore the children of Israel shall keep the Sabbath, to observe the Sabbath throughout their generations, for a perpetual covenant. It is a sign between me and the children of Israel forever, for in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, and on the seventh day he rested, and was refreshed. And he gave unto Moses, when he had made an end of speaking with him upon Mount Sinai, 2 tables of testimony, tables of stone, written with the finger of God.